Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration is proposing a rule that would require a higher level of U.S.-made products under the government's longstanding Buy American federal procurement policy. Officials said the rule would require that the value of these products' American-made components reach a threshold of at least 60% of the total, up from 55% currently. We're exclusively reporting that Credit Suisse is likely to publish an investigation into the breakdown that led to losses from Family Office or Archegos Capital Management as soon as Thursday. The report is expected to detail specific problems that enabled the Archegos losses to grow so large. Online trading platform Robinhood's initial public offering is expected to price today and begin trading on the Nasdaq on Thursday. The company has said it plans to sell its users up to 35% of its IPO shares. At the Tokyo Olympics, U.S. gymnastics star Simone Biles is withdrawing from the individual all-around finals scheduled for Thursday. The sport's national governing body said Biles' decision came after a medical evaluation. In the U.S., Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to speak later today after the central bank wraps up its two-day policy meeting. On the earnings front, Pfizer, McDonald's, Boeing, and Spotify report results before the bell, and Facebook and PayPal report after markets close. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.